That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to The New Next, a podcast that addresses current events and how they will impact the future. Idiots.
You know, I'm just saying we're not a member of the International Criminal Court because we, as a country, commit war crimes all the time. Millions of people die, and we focus on one person because it's a deviation tactic, and we really need to start, I think, taking this bigger populace. And I just, in recent years, from my perspective, COVID was terrifying, seeing people go after people for personal medical opinions and shut, like, it was crazy. It reminded me watching the type of fervor that I watched when you watch old documentaries about Kristallnacht and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was, I'm just saying.
I want to pause you for a second.
Hold up a second. It's been hard to see people in the last 10 years, especially since Donald Trump came around, walk around in these packs and go after people with all this energy that does absolutely, really is almost a detriment for society. And it's just canceling people rather than having reasoned discussions with them does more harm than good. Because then you get into situations like this where someone like Al Jones is like, oh, look at the globalists canceled me. We must be winning or something like that. And it proves these people's points. And then it just is like this crazy mass thing. And then it becomes us versus them. Some of the stuff that people said about our other friends in recent years, because they didn't want to get a vaccine or something like that, was some of the most offensive things that I've ever heard. And some of them I'm not friends with anymore.
So,
and it's just very,
that's
it's
a misdirection,
very hard.
Though.
No, it's not.
You're talking about the past 10 years, but no one's saying that Harry S. Truman should be canceled because he killed millions of people in Japan. Like, seriously, which is probably the ultimate war crime, killing innocent civilians that there's no military bases. Even if Hiroshima did, Nagasaki didn't. If we're going to get into political realm, that's a whole other side of things. And we've already talked about before about, especially being president, there's no such thing as a good president, like a moral president who is going to do what is best for them in respect to it. There might have been a time where we believe fanciful type stuff, but Thomas Jefferson did the same kind of crap.
I think it's more the cover up that is always the worst than the crime on it. Maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm just talking like fluidly here, and I haven't really thought a lot about this, and I understand where you're coming from.
I don't even want to bring Trump into this or Biden because that's still really fresh. But let's go with after the 2008 housing collapse, only one person got prosecuted out of all of that. And yet we expect anything else to happen to people with power where it was clear, like there was clear violations, clear law violations. And the SEC only went after one person because also the SEC knew that basically their whole force would have to go to prison for their compliance. And that was under Obama and Bush equally. Obama could have had his DOJ really push for more prosecution stuff, but he didn't, which lets you know that Obama is part of the problem. George W. Bush, same kind of thing. Bill Clinton, when he's taking Bill Gates to court, and Bill Gates, they said that Bill Gates was losing over like $5 million a day because of the things that were going on regarding the Monopoly case that he was in. And there's a picture of them on the front page of most newspapers laughing together. that happened literally while Bill Clinton is going after Bill Gates.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Even the more honorable people, like people that are the ones that don't always get recognized as heroes, like George H.W. Bush, who I think tried his best to be the most moral you can be, still participated in things that are evil, or I'm calling evil, participated in things that hurt people that can't defend themselves. And there's not a president that's innocent. And because of that, there's not a Speaker of the House that's innocent. There's not a Supreme Court that's innocent.
It's definitely a club. And when I applied to that one entity, it was pretty funny because they have there's very few people that can actually apply to it. And I'm sure most of the people that apply to it already have some tie to it. So they have they had a prelim application online that was easily accessible. And I applied, didn't get a response for a month because I know that our family isn't supposedly, according to my grandfather, there's some stuff there, but never responded. And now they have a form that you have to apply to get the prelim application.
That's one way to do it.
It's so hilarious. I'm just if this was fate, this is just awesome because it just proves the only reason I applied was because I wanted to address it with them directly and ask them to either take down his face from their website or put on a disclaimer that mentioned specifically the fact that he was wanted to exterminate all, he was trying to basically whiten up the unclean.
This, and I know our time is technically up, but yeah, when I first started working with a law enforcement agency, they'd get mail from Department of Homeland Security, Federal Department of Homeland Security. And sometimes those employees weren't there anymore. So I was allowed to look through the magazines just to read the articles and stuff. And they showed, this was around 2012 in the heat of the election between Romney and Obama.
Yeah.
And they showed that Obama had deported more immigrants in less than 4 years than any other president ever. And George W. Bush was the second highest, and Obama almost doubled him in just a 3.5 year thing. Now, this isn't politically, you would think that, especially for the specific agenda of people that are on the right, you think that they'd be praising Obama for this kind of, this would be because they kept on saying illegal immigrants are the problem, immigrants are the problems. So during the Romney election stuff, I shared this article with people and the people who were Obama wants all these immigrants to come in and da 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 da. And I'm actually, according to the Department of Homeland Security, because they didn't have a way of arguing with me, they said, well, that's just what the government wants you to believe.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm I can't, I'm not saying Alex Jones should be called out while everybody else gets by. I think everybody that does that crap, both sides. Yeah. I don't think it was fair that Tucker Carlson was the scapegoat for Fox. I think Fox as a whole should have gotten huge ramifications. Them firing Tucker Carlson shouldn't have been any kind of relief for them.
Seems like Tucker Carlson is more popular than ever. So they just created an independent media company. I don't I'm careful to say, I used to watch Tucker Carlson back in the day with Chris Matthews and I talked
Crossfire.
I talked so much crap about Tucker Carlson and I don't know. It bothers me how he talks, so I'm not really a huge fan of him.
Well, I'm picking out these personalities who cause controversy. I'm not even talking about their beliefs one way or the other.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson should have, whatever he did or didn't do, should have been handled legally, not just as a fall guy kind of thing. But that's the problem. And I just started watching The Sopranos, which cracks me up on so many different things. But this is true. This isn't just like a TV show, The Wire, for example. If we want the guys on the bottom, it's easy to have that evidence. But to get to the guys at the top, you have to not you can't arrest and you can't put all the people at the bottom in jail also. You have to pick who you're going to take in and at what level you're going to accept that, oh, Matt Jensen's the owner of the business, but he's really working for another guy who's doing this thing. Do we go for Matt Jensen's employees? Do we go for Matt Jensen? Or do we go for the guy that's above Matt Jensen?
Yeah.
And there's not really a win, because if we take you down, then someone else is going to be the next Matt Jensen type person. If we take your boss down, then you might become the new, the new boss. And I wish it was simpler. I wish it was easy. I don't like the fact that we see it all the time. Prosecutors know that. Well, you talked about this a couple times ago when we recorded, where everybody looked the other way when a certain male individual who did some horrible thing to a woman or to a child or something, and everybody would just look the other way and like, oh man, how did you die or whatever? Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem, though, is in that same way we're talking about Alex Jones should be treated the same way as everybody else, that guy should have been treated the same way as everybody else.
Yeah.
And totally. But we don't trust the system for either of them. And well,
I agree. I think Alex Jones is an outcome of society.
Oh, he absolutely
and,
is.
Yeah. And I think that's what, I think I misunderstood where you were coming from. And I agree with you. I think where it comes, when you're making money from something like that, especially when it's scandalous, it's, you should never lie to make money, basically. And that's,
and yet that goes against the American way, right? and the Western way.
Yeah. Et cetera.
And, but that's,
we need better boundaries.
Yeah. And well, again, it's always going to, and it doesn't matter if it's our government or someone else's government or whatever. It has to do with what gets enforced. You've worked for a couple companies that you've mentioned here before, and you know that somebody was doing something wrong, but they kept on getting away with it because the company, either that person was important to the company for what that person had on them, or because they're making money or whatever, until they could find something legitimate. There's things like that all the time, and that's...
Crypto is a great example where there's, it's just a greed pull.
Yeah. And there's just, at some point, I have a lot of people in my life that said, why can't we just do what everybody else is doing? If they're going to lie, cheat, and steal, why can't we lie, cheat, and steal? And the only argument I have only makes sense if everybody else agrees with that, or enough people agree with that type of society, because I don't want to be the kind of person that gets ahead by lie, cheating, and stealing. And, and I could say I'm better than them because I don't do that, but I'm only better than them if you believe in the same values that I do, where lie, cheating, and stealing are bad. If you don't find them bad, then I'm not better than you.
Yeah, in fact, I know.
I'm a simp. Even what we started talking about earlier about everybody's a king and stuff, the taxi cab driver that this guy really cares about his community, and right now the community takes care of him, and I don't know anything about it, I haven't seen it or anything, but unless there's a way that they feel that they get a better value by not treating him in that way or not honoring him in that way.
Yeah.
And even King Arthur, whether you do the truth or the stories, that the legends of King Arthur or Lancelot, his wife.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, whatever is, he wasn't a good enough king where his wife and his most loyal, trusted person don't go and have an affair and have Galahad.
That's true.
Even in, like, Christianity, Jesus gets killed because one of the 12 closest people to him turns him in for money. And the various leaders, Muhammad, I would be really interested in seeing more accurate things about his death. But Lenin and Stalin, just the... how much Lenin hated Stalin and was getting ready to die, kill him, murder him, execution style. And then Lenin, you know, it's just, it doesn't matter who it's, we're never going to be completely fair. And it's how to,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's just trying to figure out a system.
Just to reference the family members earlier, it's just, does it really make sense that a whole family or a whole city would eat and become cannibals overnight unless they thought that they had to? Like, there's sometimes these stories just don't make sense, and I think you gotta pull it back a little bit and be like, how does this benefit society? Like, it's like there's truth to power, but I don't really. The thing with it, we talked about Alex Jones, is I don't understand what he got out of saying that there are crisis actors in the first place.
Money.
And yeah, but even that, it's just that I think when we go, or when I was referencing some of the fervor earlier, it just, it seems like everybody wants to get everybody. And I just don't understand how people deal with that negativity personally in their own life, living their life like that. And I just really hope that we get to a place where we can acknowledge stuff like free speech and that people make decisions. And, but there's also, it's a fair counterbalance between government and people's generational trigger trauma, because they still think that they don't have the level of freedom like they had when they were kids, or they were abused, or like you think about some of these kids that are like kept in cages or sexually abused and kept in cages like dogs. I just, the amount of trauma healing that you have to go over to not institute that fight or flight scenario in certain situations is very crazy. And I saw it here with the defund the police stuff. It was intentional that they had modeled their narratives. It's like someone had at some point specifically around triggering people and triggering the people that they're against, not the people that they're for. And I just, that feeling that you get, like I was watching that thing earlier about the taxi, I wish I remembered his name. I don't even know the names for the people that are on the show. I think it was Reg. There was a name that they had of the place that he lived. It was like something Reg, but I believe. And Reg was short for his full name. But I cried multiple times seeing that, just out of pure happiness for this perspective that he had on life. And the smile that he had on his face, and he was like, please consider this. He's not even saying that it's the thing to do. He's just, please consider taking care of your humanity. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, think about a world where all of us could take that approach first, and that wars, like all a million people don't die because of decisions made by 10 people in separate rooms. And based off their trauma and their experience and their paranoia, like I just, the most paranoid people that we have in the world are in positions like Alex Jones or in high level positions of government and military. And they need to be paranoid, but they need, hopefully we can get to a point where you can really containerize what's my paranoid noia that I have to be for my job, and then how do I act in this other level where I'm still based in reality and really have that feeling with just like the everyday life of how people live.
If you would like to learn more about the New Next podcast, find us at thenewnextpodcast.com, where you can suggest a topic you would like for us to cover. If you enjoyed what you heard, share the podcast, tell a friend about it, or rate us with 5 stars.